Jazz Standard
on Kaya 959.
Jazz.
Swing.
Good times.
And Brenda Sasani.
Thank you. The only time I see Vusi Khumalo of late is when I catch him on his posts on social media, on Facebook and so on. And I realize that I miss him on the bandstand. As Vusi Khumalo, Song for the Guru, it brings time to exactly 14:15. This is the Jazz Standard on K959. You know, it's storytelling time again. In January this year, we brought you this wonderful music. In fact, I was thinking earlier that I'm going to ask you, those that have kept on calling me about Matsidi, so to say, she's here. And if you have a question, please send something to us. Let us know. We've got our WhatsApp line is open and everything else. If you want to ask her any question. But, you know, she promised to bring this music to South Africa. So I'm very excited. Matsidiso stands among the new generation of boundary pushers who honor jazz's improvisational spirit while opening the door to fresh sonic possibilities. Her visit to South Africa also marks a homecoming of sorts, a chance to reconnect with audiences who have followed her growth and to introduce IDKL to a landscape hungry for new voices with something meaningful to say. Stay with us as we jump into conversation, exploring her journey, her new album, and the sound world she shares with today's most adventurous jazz storytellers. Welcome to Kaya. It is so good to have you, Mash. Matsi.
Hi, yeah. So good to be here. Thank you so much for having me.
Indeed, I'm going to ask you to kind of lift your microphone a little.
There we go. Is that better?
That much better.
Okay, perfect.
Thank you for bringing the sun with you. We've been having lots of rain.
Oh, you're welcome.
Yeah.
I've left the cold of London. It was around minus one when I left. So being here, even if there's rain, it's still warmer. So
right.
It's great.
Right. I mean, just as a recap, you know, just to introduce us to Matsidiso again, for those of us that missed the interview in January, just to kind of give, you know, lay the land for us. Yeah.
So I'm Matsidiso. I am South African and Jamaican. My dad is South African. He was in exile in London, where he met my mother, who's Jamaican. So that's my heritage. I am a songwriter, composer, arranger, producer. I also have a podcast, Holding Up the Ladder. I interview people about their creative processes. I'm a piano player, a singer, and I have a new album that's coming out on Friday the 28th, so like
we're
in a
counting
week.
Fingers.
Yeah, yeah, like literally counting fingers, and I'm really, really excited about it, and I'm really excited to launch it here, and with you, starting here with you. This is my first interview, so I'm so pleased to be here with you, and to meet you in person, because last time we spoke, it was online,
it's
wonderful.
It's wonderful to meet you, and I must say that, you know, there was quite resonance when we first played your music.
Oh, thank you.
So congratulations.
Thank you.
Tell us a little bit about I didn't want to make a mistake about how I pronounce the album title and all sorts of things.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. So let me give you I'll explain the title. So it's IDKL, and that's an abbreviation of one of the songs on the album called I Didn't Know Love Could Feel Like This. Mm-hmm. And when we were in the studio recording it, for speed and ease, we'd just say, I'm recording IDKL.
Yeah.
So that's the title, IDKL. Right. And it's 9 tracks. They're songs that I wrote and arranged and composed and produced. I co-produced some of them with the drummer, Will Edwards. And it really is, a culmination of my journey so far. It's a mixture of all the things I love. Jazz, soul music, rock music, hip-hop, classical music, because that's my background, and it's all sort of smushed into one thing. My love of words and lyrics and harmony and rhythm, it's all in there.
Very excited. You know, I know this, what has returning home and locked for you, I think it's just being on these grounds. But what has it done for you emotionally as you bring this into the world and feeling like I have to be in South Africa to actually bring this launch here?
That's a good question. You know, I think home is such a funny thing. So I always say, the first national anthem I learned was the South African national anthem.
Yes.
My dad was very, very political. So South Africa, I guess, as a South African culture was probably more central to me than British culture, even though I grew up in London.
Mm-hmm.
And so for me, coming here, it just feels like home to me. It's just another home somewhere else. And it's funny, I was at the airport on the way here, and there was a lady, a South African lady, and I thought, oh, I can see my face in her face. You know, I can spot a South African anywhere. I'm like, that person, I know that face, you know.
It's us.
Yeah, and I can see myself in other people, because it's part of my heritage. It's where I'm from. So it felt, I guess, a full circle moment. It felt like the right thing to do. And I think also, you know, music, it's so interesting. A lot of people often ask me that they can hear my South African influence, South African musical influences in my music, right. And I'm never conscious of it.
I can imagine.
It's just in there. Yeah. So I think this stuff is like in your DNA, you know, it's just in there, like the way my face looks like my face, you know, to me, it's just in there. And so it just felt like the right thing to do. Why not?
We have you doing that. Well, I mean, to land on a Friday of note in South Africa because of what the whole country was standing up for.
Absolutely.
Was also just a good thing for you. I think, I mean, just imagining that we're still this nation that remembers that we can come together and say no.
Yeah, exactly. And I think what was really interesting is didn't the president wanting to call it a disaster but that activist groups wanted to give it a different name. Mm-hmm. I can't remember the difference, but that this is, you know, an epidemic and we need to do something about
Absolutely.
It, you know, GBV and I think, you know, I'm a woman, I'm a black woman, I'm a South African woman, and I think I'm always looking also for men to take the lead to take ownership of their own behavior rather than women always having to protect themselves. But I think there is something about solidarity, and we know South Africa has such a tradition of collective and unifying action.
Mm.
It's like it's in this country's DNA, and so it feels right that everybody has come together and say, you know, this is enough.
Yeah,
it's just enough. It's it's enough, you know.
I threw this question at you because I know that in your other work as well, with your podcast as well, these are conversations that you are very keen on having.
Yeah.
But we also, I think at the end of it all, we also want to know love, right?
Yeah.
How it could feel like.
Yeah.
What was, is this about the theme, you know? What sparked it?
Well, I often say if I'm doing a live show, I often say I basically write about one thing, well, two things, love and justice.
Mm.
But for me, justice is part of love. Like how we treat each other is rooted in love, you know, and how important it is to treat each other well. So I think inadvertently, I didn't realize that the songs are all kind of centered around love. It wasn't on purpose.
Uh-huh.
It just happens that this is what I write about because I write from my heart. I don't really know how to write any other way. At least when I'm writing for myself, I'm always writing from my heart. I try to be as congruent, if you like, as I can. And so, yeah, I just wanted to write about love because I think it's really important. It's the only thing that truly matters.
Yeah.
You know?
We need all the love angels we can get.
Yes, we do.
Yeah, we do, really. Speaking to Matshidiso Mahajane, and this is an artist whose voice sits at the crossroads of jazz, soul, folk, and poetic storytelling. London-based singer, pianist, storyteller. She's joining us fresh on South African soil with a new body of work with debut music from her new I Don't Know Love, paired with a few sonic companions you'll want to save in your playlist. I think we should jump into that, in fact, and just kind of... And for me, Fragile has always been... It describes some very important things at a personal level as well. Let's go into that. It's 1424, Yon Kaya.
My favorite things. My favorite things.
Love in our hands is worn. Blurred the lines of it and twisted its form. Fragile. I've been loved when I didn't know what it was. He wanted what I couldn't give. Still he loved me even though I was fragile. I've stolen and I've been stolen from. Left his heart for the birds, exposed to the sun. He was fragile. I've no love when I could barely breathe. To look into his eyes as he looked inside of me, we were fragile. And the words that he spoke made us strong. And the fire that burned, the heavenly one, no longer a slave, but a son. Did you run? Did you feel ashamed? Did you search? Did you find things you could not escape? Fragile. Did you wonder? Did you question? Did you not believe? Did you carry burdens? Had you crawling on your knees? Fragile. Did you hear the whisper of him calling out your name? Did you feel the restlessness that words cannot explain? Fragile. Did you hear the sound of his song over your soul? Scanning the horizon till you make your way home to him. Fragile. And the waves of his love, they didn't roar, crashing violently to your shore. No longer a slave, but a son. So we wait for the love to fall.
Introduced to Matsidi, so and I absolutely fell in love. And I think what you're going to hear is, you know, an elevated space where she has taken this music to the next level. I think in your career, you work and your phases come to life, mm-hmm. as you transcend into another mm-hmm. another place. If anything, I wanted to ask you, you know, your sound sits beautifully between jazz, soul, folk, mm-hmm. and cinematic storytelling. Mm-hmm. When you're writing or arranging, what guides you? How did you reach this perfect place?
Oh gosh, that's a good question. I write very visually, so I watch a lot of cinema, so I'll often visualize everything, and basically I narrate what I see. Mm. With that song Fragile, and it's interesting, you know, how we started the beginning of our conversation, because for me, I was thinking about how human beings, we can be so clumsy with each other and so unkind with each other, and so we can damage each other so much, but at the same time we're still loving each other. That's why the first line is, love in our hands is broken, love in our hands is worn, blurred the lines of it and twisted its form, fragile. Like, we've made a mess of it, but at the same time we need love because we can't function without it. And so that was very much a theme, because I was reflecting on it, and this idea of like, okay, we really want to love each other, but we're not doing it very well. Like, how do we do it? That's why it's fragile in our hands.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Beautiful. And I think for me, finding you and all these influences. In fact, one of the things I wanted to ask me, is this your singing voice? Is it different from your speaking voice? Ah. I understand, you know, because your accent does have a British inflection.
Yeah.
And yet when you sing, there's I don't hear that.
Yes, yes.
If anything.
I think also... Yeah, and I think that's partly just probably because of the kind of music I listen to. When you listen to lots of songs, you know, say from the States, how people sing, you're used to their inflection. So if I were to say some of the words in with a British accent, they sound a bit flat. And when you're singing, it doesn't work.
Right.
So I don't always... So you might say, for example, with a British accent, you might say can't. But if I'm singing, I might say can't. Mm-hmm. It just sounds nicer. To me, to my ears anyway.
Well, anyway, I'm just trying to find out if the songs there that we have at the top are now from the new album.
Yes.
Okay. Mm. Bonolo is here and she and I are just running around to get all this to you. Thank you very much, Bonolo. So I'm not sure where to start. I mean, we just played the old Fragile, which for me is still the fresh, fresh, beautiful Fragile. Do you want us to go in and make everybody hear what the other one sounds like?
Maybe a little bit of it so that you can tell, because it's similar, but it's actually how I always envisioned it, okay. Which was really big.
Okay, so. The Jazz Standard, we're on an adventure here on My Favorite Things. We are with Matsidiso and we're playing from her new work. I didn't know life would feel so beautiful and wonderful. Well, I always knew, but it's nice to have that spoken about.
Love in our hands is broken, love in our hands is one. Blurred the lines of it and twisted its form. Fragile. I've been loved when I didn't know what it was. He wanted what I couldn't give. Still he loved me even though I was fragile. I've stolen and I've been stolen from. Left his heart for the birds, exposed to the sun. He was fragile. Barely breathe to look into his eyes as he looked inside of me. We were fragile, and the words that he spoke made us strong. And the fire that burns from the heavenly wine, no longer a slave but a sign. So we wait for the love to fall. Did you run? Did you feel ashamed? Did you search? Did you find things you could not escape? Fragile. Did you wonder? Did you question? Did you not believe? Did you carry burdens? Had you crawling on your knees? Fragile. Did you hear the whisper of him calling out your name? Did you feel the restlessness that words cannot explain? Fragile. Did you hear the sound of his song over your soul? Scanning the horizon till you make your way home to him. Fragile. And the waves of his love, they did roar, crashing violently. For the love to fall. And I couldn't be loved anymore, 'cause your love is unchanging, rooted and grounded to the floor. I am a child of God. You are a child of God.
Mm-hmm. Matsudi is here with me in the studio, and we're just talking about her work. And Matsudi so mohajane. And you know what happened? We have all these other songs, and so when we were loading these new songs, we actually just. When we called up your name, it just gave us the song. So that's why we went back into history. But congratulations on on how the spacing and the silence in your music just adds to the the beautiful appeal of your
work. Thank you so much.
Yeah. How do you think silence is part of your sound, actually?
You know, I learned that listening to Quincy Jones talk about production.
Mm.
And I remember him... many of the things I've listened and I've read his autobiography, the importance of space, because it allows, there is still sound in space, and if you fill all the space you actually can't hear. And I think it's almost like, you know, I always use, if I'm teaching music, I use food analogies because they're the best analogies.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're eating food that's over seasoned, you can't taste the quality of the, I don't know, the fish or the meat, there's too much seasoning.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm because the song, there's so much going on in it, and it's, you know, you've got that big guitar solo at the end. I just thought, if you have space in the ear, it actually prepares you. It's like almost like a palate cleanse for the next bit. So yeah, I think space is really important.
So who did you collaborate with to bring this? And I mean, speaking of the other album,
yes.
You know, what is added here? What did you learn in the whole process?
Working with phenomenal, wonderful musicians.
Yeah.
You know, that person who did the guitar solo, his name is Harry Green. He's actually a sax player, so that's his second instrument.
Wow.
Yeah, there's a string quartet, the Bell Quartet, they're on there. There's the drummer, Will Edwards, the bass player, Reese Lovell. You know, the engineers that I worked with, Hackney Road Studios in London, the person that mixed the record, Nikki Brown, there's the person that mastered the record, Sean McGee and Yohei Sasaki. It's so many people, and it never, you know, it doesn't work without those people. So yes, that song is mine. Like I conceived that song, but I remember the drummer Will Edwards saying, you know, let's shape this. So we worked together to sort of shape it so it had a, you know, a beginning, middle and an end. All of those things only happen working with other people. And one of my favorite things to do is to work with other musicians. They bring color, they bring, you know, their influences, their technique, their style, all to this sound. I could not have done that by myself. Mm. And that's one of my favorite things, is collaborating with people.
I mean, I'm looking at you and thinking, you're such fun to hang with. And I'm thinking, what happens? I know that you're on the piano chair, but, you know, you're also directing what you want to see, the vision.
Yeah.
In what is the tone?
So when it came to the studio recording, we did things in stages. We didn't record it live all at once, because it was quite a small room, and then you get bleed, like technically you'll get a bit of bleed from the drums into the piano. So I lay down what's called guide tracks on a keyboard, and I did my vocals really, really rough, and then the drummer and the bass player play together, and then I think I added piano after that, and then the guitar player came in. And with the guitarist, I sort of told him what I was looking for, and as I'm sitting in front of you, I just sat in front of him in the recording room, and I just listened to him, and I'd be like, I love that, can we try this, can we try this? And we had multiple recordings, and I remember actually when he was playing and I was listening to it, and I think I might have started crying. I was like, oh, this is what I imagined in my head.
Oh, good, you
know,
for you.
And then to hear it out there. And then we did the piano, and then I do all my vocals last.
Yeah.
And then with this, because there's a string quartet on there, we had everything. And then they came and recorded strings on top. And that string arrangement I also wrote. And then they came in, we rehearsed it a bit, and we tried different things, and they were like, actually, this works better. And then that's how it happened. So it really is a collaborative effort. Yeah.
Well, I mean, thank you very much. I love that touch of string, and I think it's just the song is so much beautiful and wide.
Yeah, wide. Yes. I wanted it wide. That's exactly the word. Yeah, yeah, wide.
I don't know. You know, I just think the role of love, the times that we live in, and just that being a main subject that you're speaking about. I'd like you to talk to the audiences out there. You're thinking about the importance of music and how through music we can find a better place as humans.
Well, I think music, like the arts, is transcendent in that it does things that perhaps words can't do. I think music has a way of explaining perhaps the human condition in a way that you can do it in 3 minutes that might be harder to do in a really long conversation or relationally. And, you know, I remember, in fact, when you asked me, I was reminded I did a concert once at this gallery in London called the National Portrait Gallery. And, you know, it was a wonderful space because we record in the actual gallery rooms. And I remember seeing somebody listening, and he'd come in by himself, and he looked really sad. He looked really depressed, actually. And what I do at the end of my gigs is I have this song called Come Alive, and I like to sing over people, so I ask for volunteers. Mm. And they don't know what's going to happen. Well, now they know because I'm telling you. But and people are like, oh, okay, me. And I just started to sing over this guy. And I remember he came up to me, and he was just crying at the end. And I guess what I'm trying to say, it's not about my talent, quote unquote. Mm-hmm. It's about that music bypasses the mind and reaches the heart. And I was trying to connect with him on a heart to heart level. And I think that's what music does. And I think in a world that feels so violent, literally and metaphorically, mm-hmm. music has a way to connect us. I saw Stevie Wonder live earlier this year.
You lucky.
Oh my God. I even have a picture. I met him. It was like incredible. And I was looking at the audience, and there was young, old, every ethnicity, disabled people, families. And I thought, this is what music has done. People might not normally be, all these different kinds of people wouldn't come together, but in this room, in this space, because it was outside, there's a baby in a sling, and there's a person in a wheelchair, and there's a grandma, and there's a whole family coming together. And that's what music, I think, can do. If done in the right way, it pulls people together, it creates connection, and in a moment, you can bring multiple different kinds of people with different kinds of mindsets and different kind of ideas together and say, in this moment, we're together.
Right. Well, you know, I like what you're saying, and you know, this is the message that you're carrying through your work. I look forward to seeing you live on stage.
Yes.
I wonder how this multi-gifted person is going to contain yourself on the piano chair. Do you do that? Well, for everyone out there, tell us where you'll be performing so that we get a sense of...
Well, we're doing radio things here, and then I think we're doing one performance, but that's going to be streamed. Mm-hmm. But we're doing things in London, but I am coming back to South Africa next year. So stay tuned.
Okay.
Follow me on all the places you follow things. Mad Sidiso Music, Instagram, the website. Well, I don't use Twitter or X anymore, but all of the things, YouTube, then you'll get all the information from there.
Okay. I mean, to all the promoters out there, Mad Sidiso is here and she's ready to come and bring her magic to the stages. And honestly speaking, I think, you know, we need to hear more of you.
Thank you.
I want to play the song Fire.
Oh, yeah. Play it, please.
And I just want to thank you and wish you a wonderful stay in Johannesburg.
Thank you so much.
And please, I will help share the information when you do something live on YouTube.
Yes.
Yes, we've got to see that.
Yes.
I mean, we're hungry to see you.
Thank you.
My favorite things.
Inspired by the world of jazz.
You move like water, flow like the wind. Tap me on my right shoulder, then you're gone again. Words come quickly, loud like a waterfall. Whisper softly to me, let your presence fall. I can catch you till you run up my pace. I'll try to control you, but you cannot be contained. You move like a dancer, cause you light on your feet. When you feel like fire, they began to speak. Ground it trembles under their feet. Echo through the corridors of eternity. So let your fire fall down. Let your fire fall down. Calling out your name. And you're bold like lightning. Gentle as a bird, fragile and frightening, simple and absurd.
thumping in my chest. I can't catch ya, still you run at my pace. I've tried to control ya, but you cannot be contained. So let your fire fall down. Calling me close to the fire that rages but doesn't burn. I saw you move in the night, and I wasn't dumb, so I fell to my knees. Many waters, raging waters, was the sound that pierced the sky. Your eyes were aflame, flaming fire, burning fire, blazing fire. And I found you're consistently the same as the moon shifts the tide from the east, the sun rises. Well, you don't ever change. I saw you sleep through the storm. Was it your will? I saw you speak to the wind and the waves saying, peace be still. The spirit and the bright say, come. The spirit and the bright say, come. And I've found, ever patiently you wait. At the places I hide, you draw near, say abide with me, you are not afraid. I saw the name on your thigh written for my liberty. I saw the way that you stand in your freedom to set freedom free. I saw you stand outside our wall, honey dripping on the door. We don't fight in this place, no, we surrender it all. Spirit and the bright say, come on. The spirit and the bright say, come. All down, I surrender it all, and I lay it all down. All down, I surrender it all, and I lay it all down. Oh,
Matsidiso Mohajani. You've heard her, and she didn't know love could feel this good. What a beautiful rendition. It brings time to 1453. Kola is next on your radio. I guess it's a long lunch for all of us that are planning not to get caught in the traffic rush. We're taking it nice and slow and easy. So keep it locked here on Kaya. After Kola, you get Nikki B. She's always got goodies packed for you. So don't miss out on that one. For now, I wanted to tell you, before you hit the road, get the People's Race Pack at the Soweto Marathon Expo. It's happening at Nasrec Expo Center from 26th to 28th November. We're kicking things off on Wednesday with the ribbon cutting at 12 p.m., closing at 7 p.m. Then Thursday and Friday, we open from 9 o'clock to 1900 hours. Come collect your race pack, meet fellow runners and special guests, get financially and physically empowered with a bank that backs you, African Bank, Audacity to Believe.
The Jazz Standard with Brenda Sisani.
Kosaza, Makwab. Gunes, hayi uyabona nje kungijabulisa kabi ukuba nosibosile usibosile uyayithanda le nto yesintu kakhulu ungenile umfana wami ngiyamjabulela kakhulu and akukho engimfihlela kona nami ngomchathazela nje ngithi mina hayi senginako nami baba awubambi la uze ukuthi uzozwa kanjani ngoba phela lolu katalo engudlalayo mamkhesi akekho omnye umntu odlalayo ngale ndlela engidlala ngayo nangale ndlela engisebenza ngayo ngalo buculo Matala Line Music. Yabona nje leko na Rocks Nkosazane ngosuku esobe sikhona ngalo kube kumgqibelo ngomhlaka 30. Cela nje ukuthi bonke abantu beze ngobuningi babo ngoba le festival angikwazi ukuthi meyikhona ngingabi khona ngoba phela umnikazi wayo ayi angazi ngingachaza kanjani ewemagcwabe nendlela engikhonze ngayo and wayevele phela engipromisile kakhulu ukuthi mntaka baba ngifuna senze nje 4 album ubiza abangani bakho nami ngibiza abangani bami or kodwa ke ngokwenkosi akazange kusenzeka ngoba kwafika isikhathi sokuthi agcinaze umntaka baba yebo hayi kodwa ke ngoba nandi igama lisele ngemuva phela isekhona njengoba siyakhona nje lapha eNarocs sizokwenza umcimbi wakhe ophethwe ibobe owebona ba omambushu no Joshua ibona ngicabanga ukuthi kuthele ukuthi uhlale ukhona njalo every year thina-ke siyopromotha elethu icwecwe elibizwa ngokuthi ikwantu ikwantu ubuntu lobo sathi mina ngabe sisebenza liyeko sikaqala ogabela ekwantu sathi cha ngeke siphinde sithi ngabe senza lo mculo esiwenzayo sobize ngelinye igama besiubize ngegama lakhona la ekhaya ekwantu ngakho-ke bazozwa abantu hayi bazozwa abantu ngoba kuyikwantu nje bazozwa futhi abantu ukuthi yini esiyiphethe ngiyacela ukuthi benze ngobuningi babo konke naros konke beze bazobukela amaqembu ahlukeneyo esobe sidibene nawo hhayi-ke akukho